Welcome to Spectrum from China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi, everybody. This is Steve Warren. Welcome to China America Radio. Our program is called Spectrum, and we always have a lot of interesting guests, and this week is no exception. Our very first guest, actually, we have a series of guests from some bands that are visiting from Taiwan. They're performing in the New York area and around the United States and some other cool places. We're going to talk to them a little bit about the music scene, their music, and what they're doing here in the States. And the first person that we're going to speak with is from a band called The Chemical Monkeys, and his name is Brian. Welcome, Brian.
Hi. Hello, everybody. I'm from Taiwan. We're Chemical Monkeys. I'm Brian.
So, I got to ask, where did the name Chemical Monkeys come from?
Oh, okay. Monkeys are a symbol of our performance, because we jump and we like yell on the stage.
Okay. You swing from the lights and things?
We hope we can, but sorry. And the chemical is for chemical reaction, because we like all kinds of music and we put it together, like music.
What is all kinds of music? Covers a lot of territory. Like, tell me more about what that means.
We love electrical music. Okay, we love Chemical Brothers. Okay, so I think the most reason for Chemical Monkeys is because we like Chemical Brothers and we perform like monkeys. Okay.
Where did you begin performing?
You mean this band or?
Just this band.
Oh, okay.
Where did you start? How did you get together?
We're actually high school classmates.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you played in school?
Yeah. But in that time, we were not band members. We just know each other.
When did you decide to start the band?
4 years ago, and our vocal he was my guitar teacher. I'm the guitarist right now, but he taught me guitar, and 4 years ago he wanted to form a new band. He had some bands before. And he wanted to form a new band, and he just asked me. So I feel very excited because he was my teacher.
when you were listening to music when you were in high school, mm-hmm. Who were your bands and singers that you liked to listen to? Who were your favorites?
In that time, like rock bands like Nirvana, Foo Fighters, or Green Day.
Were you more influenced by American or Western music than by other artists in Taiwan?
We're influenced by American rock music. Yeah, it's definitely.
Have you been to the United States before?
Yeah, I've been to Los Angeles.
But that's not really the United States.
Okay.
But good enough. But you have you've traveled to the U.S. before,
uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the other members of the band, have they all been here too?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, we'll find out.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Brian. What instrument? You play guitar now.
Guitar, right?
How big is the band? How many members do you have?
Four members.
Yeah, four?
Yeah, vocal, guitar, bassist, and a drummer.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is your schedule like in the future? Are you going to be touring or recording?
Sure. We love touring. And we make music for people like us, for people who loves us or loved music, and the most important is we love to touring and like play our music to everybody.
Do you like to play in small clubs or big places?
Both are good, because different experience.
Have you performed with any of the superstars from Taiwan? Have you been like an opening band or opening group, or been on a concert with any other bands or groups we might recognize?
We play with A31.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a nice compliment, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've got your idols right here in the room.
Yeah.
Well, let's move just to your left, to the next person in the group. The group is known as Da Mao.
Yep.
And the guy that we have is called MC40.
Yep.
You have an actual name too, or is that what it says on your birth certificate?
Well, it's kind of a long story. Actually, my name in Chinese, it sounds like four, pronunciation sounds like 40. So, you know, just write it out in numbers when it becomes 40. And then, well, you know, so people started calling me 40. And that's the name. That's how I got my name. But, you know, I'm responsible for the rapping in the group because we got a male vocalist, a female vocalist, and an MC and a DJ. So I'm the MC from the group.
When did you start with the group, and how did your group get together? Same question I asked Brian.
Right. We started the group about 5 years ago, and actually, it was the producer's idea of forming this group. Because what he had in mind is I want a group with four people, and I wanted some guy who can sing and who can dance. I want a girl who can sing and dance as well. And I want a guy that, you know, does all the rapping, and I want a DJ. So he started out looking for people to do those jobs, and then found us.
Your group also prides itself on a great deal of cultural diversity.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the backgrounds of some of your teammates.
Yeah, actually, this was coincidence because we never thought it would be like this. Because actually, our male vocalist is kind of a quarter of Korean blood because his grandma was from Korea, but he stayed in the States since he was five, and he stayed in the States for 20 years, and then came back to Taiwan. And I used to live in Vancouver for 4 years when I was in elementary. And our DJ, he lived in Japan for 10 years, but then he moved back. And our female vocalist is actually Japanese. So we're kind of, you know, a multicultural thing, but it was all a coincidence.
You didn't plan it that way at
all.
Yeah,
it didn't.
But it comes in handy when you start performing now and in basically, you know, representing the Asian culture in the modern music world. It kind of comes in handy to have that background, don't you think?
Yeah, we're honored, but, you know, we had to go through a lot of, you know, cultural differences, and we had to talk a lot and, you know, do a lot of, you know, we had to compromise with each other. We have to, you know, you just have to go through a lot of stuff.
What's the average concert date like if people were to come to see you guys perform? What would they see?
Well, actually, they will have a lot of fun because our music consists of mostly dance music, party music, and we got trance, and we got dubstep music, electro pop. But actually, we started out with hip hop because we all liked hip hop music in the first place. So we released our first album in, I think it's 5 years ago, in 2007, at the end of 2007, and it was all hip-hop music. But now, we just released our fourth album right now, and it's more of a dubstep and electric hip-hop music. Yeah.
Maybe we'll get some of your music on our dance party show on Saturday night.
Great, that would be great. That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Great. Hey. Well, I'm going to move on, talk to your colleagues here. We have, the superstars. who have already been placed on a small pedestal for the day today. The folks are here from 831. Is it 831 or 831?
I think it's actually 831.
831?
Yes.
I want to make sure I get it right.
Yeah.
We have a lead vocalist who's Ap.
Yes.
And we have the drummer who's Fish.
Fish? Yeah, that's
yeah.
Me.
So, guys, move into the microphone there. Let's review the protocol here, just like we did with the other guys. How did you get started, and what does 831 actually mean?
Okay, we call 831 because actually we are high school classmates, and we have everyone got their own band when we were in high school, and when we are in college, we decided to make our own band, and we started this band at the last day of the summer. It's the last day of the summer vacation in Taiwan, so we want. I think this is a special day, so this is our name.
So, and anybody whose birthday is August 31st would definitely want you guys to play their birthday music.
Not really, but the last day of the summer is really special because you're going to face, you have to go to school at the next day. So it's like, off the last day of the summer, are you going to play or are you going to like go to school just like your parents want you to do, or you will insist to doing what you want to do? So that's kind of our band's story, because we insist on play the music.
There's an American band that I'm sure you've heard of a long time ago called the Beach Boys, who had the same attitude. Couldn't wait for the summer to come because all the beach music and all the beach harmonies and rhythmic music of summertime would start bursting as soon as school was out. So yeah. It's not a new idea, but it's time for something kind of fresh. When people come to see 831 play, what do they get to see and hear?
We start playing our band, like the first album we released is most like emo punk music, because we listen to a lot of punk music, like Green Day.
Yeah, Blink-182.
Blink-182 and like Fall Out Boys. But for the latest album we just released, we mix a lot of like electric music, dance music into our punk music to try to make a new genre.
I got to see a video, I believe, of your band performing with an orchestra on a stage. Tell us how that happened. And that is what I saw, right?
Yeah.
I mean, did you just maybe both show up at the same time, the orchestra and you, and not know that they double booked the night at the theater or what?
But the orchestra is kind of the Chinese instrument.
It's like a classical Chinese
Chinese classical music. Because we are really honored. I don't know why, but the orchestra band find us and asking us to join their show, and they are going to rearrange our music to fit the rock band into a Chinese orchestra band. Mm-hmm. And that was a really great night, and we got a really interesting experience.
Where was it, and who put it together?
They invited us, and we performed at a
concert hall called TICC in Taiwan.
In Taiwan.
Yep. And it was like the Chinese orchestra is like how many people in there?
Like 40 or 50.
Yeah, it was a whole stage full of people in black suits.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know what, like we all both like Metallica, this rock band, and he got a project S&M and with the orchestra band. So we found that it's an opportunity for us, but with the Chinese orchestra.
Yeah.
It was really
What is your future in the next year? What are you guys going to be doing?
We have a lot of concert, and we had a concert here in Beijing, in Shanghai, and in Taipei, Hong Kong. Yeah.
So you'll be keeping very, very busy.
Yep.
Have you played in the United States before?
No.
Nope. But we are going to.
First time. Check that off the list.
Yeah.
So, well, let's go back around the back around the horn here. Go back to the beginning where we started with Brian.
Right.
Your band, your group years. Where would you like to be 3 or 4 years from now? Is this like a long range commitment that you guys have made to stick together and go for some kind of a real career in the business?
I think our band will keep going, but the most important is we'd like to have a production house, not just producing our music, and also we can produce other people. We can like sign singers or other good performers. And not just producing our music. We love to find other guys, other good musicians. Yeah, this is our plan. Okay.
MC, your group is very versatile because you have people that do a lot of different things, different aspects. It's not a band in the traditional sense, because you have instruments, of course, but then you have other jobs that everybody does. Is it going to be easy to sustain that, keep people going like that? Or is there likelihood that, you know, you may all become more individual artists because you each get to step out from the group a little bit?
Well, actually, we never actually talked about this among the four of us, but we kind of like how things are going on right now, because we got there are people from our group hosting. Actually, we're hosts. And we're actors. We've been acting, and we've been shooting dramas, movies, and also. But we've been doing music as well. And but I guess the music's gonna keep on going because actually, you know, the whole thing started out with music. So then comes the acting and the hosting or whatever things that we're doing right now. But I think the basic thing, the most fundamental thing, is the music from a group. So I think the music's just gonna keep on going. But you know, we are four very different kind of persons with different kind of backgrounds. We vary a lot. So we have different interests. Some likes more act. Some likes to act more. Some likes to host more. So, but we're still cool as long as we, you know, we can get a, you know, balance between, you know, the group and whatever you do and you're interested in. So we're kind of cool with that.
So Fish, Ep, what do you guys see in the next couple of years for your band?
Unfortunately, because the other three of our members in our group are going to the military service.
I was going to ask about that. That seems to take a toll on every band in Taiwan. I don't even have to bring it up because usually somebody in one of the interviews does and says, well, half of our band is, you know, marching around.
Yeah, you're always welcome to join us, though.
But luckily, the two of handsome guy, the two of us, is going to stay here.
The two handsome guys get to stay.
Yeah, you know, so it will be okay.
So the band keeps its core.
Yeah, right? So Albu is going to...
They're actually not that important.
Yeah, Albu is going to still write the songs.
And keep on with our new album.
Just take pictures of you guys and airbrush in some generic people behind you.
Yeah, true, true.
All right,
just kidding.
Well, listen, guys, thank you very much. Welcome to New York. Welcome to the U.S.
Thank you.
I hope I can get a chance to catch your act next time I'm in, you know, Taiwan or wherever you happen to be. It's kind of like playing whack-a-mole. You know, you keep bouncing around and I keep pounding. We'll do it someday. Look forward to your show here in New York. And before we go, I'm sure each of you has a website or a place that our listeners can go to find out more about the band or to find out your tour schedule or where they can buy your products. So, Brian, from you, what would be the best web address for your fans to find your group?
Okay. Everybody just check on Facebook and search Chemical Monkeys Band. You have to add a band on the end. Okay, Chemical Monkeys Band, and
Chemical
you'll find
Monkeys
us.
Band on
find
Facebook.
Us fan page.
Okay, great. Okay,
thank you,
MC. What about finding you guys?
It's basically the same. Just log onto Facebook and just type in Da Mouth and with the Chinese character Da Zui Ba, and then you'll find our fan page.
So that's DAMOUTH.
Yep, that's DAMOUTH, and with the three character Chinese character name Da Zui Ba, and you'll find it.
Okay.
Yep.
And how about 831?
Yeah, again for the 831, and you can log on to the Facebook and search 831, and you'll see us. Mandarin Chinese, Ba San Yao.
Okay.
And you'll see us on the big page.
Well, thanks a lot for coming to China America Radio. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good. Xie xie ni.
Xie xie.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service program that features news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. If you have some ideas for future topics and guests to be featured on Spectrum, we'd appreciate your suggestions. Email us at news@chinaamericahitradio.com. Then listen every Sunday for Spectrum at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, exclusively on China America Hit Radio. Thank you.